Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A presidential race, the likes of which we've never seen before, is hitting its final weekend with the candidates pretty much where they started, neck and neck. For more, we're joined live in the studio by former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And gentlemen, as the candidates make their closing messages, I noticed that the Republican side, the Trump side, is a lot more paternalistic than the other side. A lot of men saying, we'll protect you, we are looking out for you, we know what you need, sort of thing.
With so few days left, there's almost nothing anybody can say that makes any sense at all of trying to get votes. The undecideds have already voted.
And it's interesting, okay. You know, there's talk about, you know, of the polls being so neck and neck. If a poll started showing a surge at this point, I would bet that those people would hold it back. They would just say, wait a minute, this is an outlier. All the other polls are showing it neck and neck. So there's sort of a group thought that it's neck and neck. And even if it isn't, nobody's going to stick their head up and get it chopped off.
Well, Jim Carville today said it's clear Kamala is going to win. And I'm
I like the way he does it. He doesn't say, I think she's going to win.
Name
he
drop
said,
a bit.
Jim Carville today said it's going to win. That is a new duck for him. Like that.
The reason I started it off that way is it's obvious that they're aiming their messages, you know, Kamala to women and Trump to men. He's telling men, this is how we're going to handle women.
Well, I'm not sure that that hasn't always been the case. I don't think there's any, from day one, I think Kamala Harris had in mind having every woman in this country vote against Trump, period. All she had to do was sell them on her being the person they would then vote for, period. And she has done the job of doing that, and she is still doing it, and she will be doing it.
So why is it so close?
Well, because that's where it was. It hasn't changed very much.
Why hasn't it changed? I mean, it's pretty amazing that given everything from a president sitting, stepping out, somebody else coming in, the assassination attempt, everything that we've seen, and it's pretty much where it is when it started.
And I suspect that that's what Trump's counting on, that it's where it is when it's over so that he can say he won.
Huh. Okay,
so a coin flip. So now it's get out the vote, really.
It's all get out the vote. Literally all
vote. But the vote has been gotten out. A lot of it is counting the vote. We're going to be moving into how the vote is counted and where, especially in the critical
states.
And we're already seeing that those lines being drawn.
And one of us here in this room has a JD, and there's going to be a lot of that use for that in the days after the election.
That's right. The lawyers are going to be out in force. I got a feeling, are you ready to predict this?
Yes.
Okay.
Jim Carville says.
Okay. You know him as Jim?
Playing the part of Jim Carville today.
All right, gentlemen, we'll leave it there. But we have 4 days and counting, and it's a coin toss.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.